Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this crime, your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, 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 yeah.
Remember,
every time I remember
your goodness.
Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
Sorrow, piano, sorrow, Kelly. unbreakable.
Thank you.
mami yama wana wadi wa mutu nusunu Apo wafa wantu nusu ya nabupekase onye watu Wanyami yama wana wadi wa mutu nusunu Apo wafa wantu nusu ya nabupekase onye Obibiara wanimi ya jinu wamu amie Onibibiara wanimi ya jinu wankase Obibiara wanimi ya jinu wamu amie Onibibiara wanimi ya jinu wankase
Yeah. ngikhumbule simakade ngikhumbule ngikhumbule
of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, hallelujah, the lily of the valleys, and morning star. We bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to the King of kings, glory to the Lord of lords. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Roboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. We lift the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When I think about the goodness, Jesus, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. His faithfulness is forevermore. We bless his name. Praise his name. We honor him. Father, we ask for the Holy Ghost to move in our midst. Move in our lives. Move in the lives of our children. move in the lives of our spouses, our grandchildren, our parents that are here, oh God, in our lives, Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Father, let there be light in our lives. Let the holy light of God shine in the name of Jesus in the dark places of our lives. Oh God, and Lord, the light. When light comes, darkness disappear. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The Lord brought us from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. And so this morning we thank you, Lord, for your marvelous light. Not just light, your marvelous light. Hallelujah. Your marvelous light in every area of our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for your marvelous light in the lives of our children, in the lives of our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. By your marvelous light, you brought us into that marvelous light. Hallelujah. And for that we say, thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we praise you. Father God, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the grave is the same resurrection power in the children of God. Father God, we tap into your power, oh God, this morning. We tap into your power, oh God, as you go through this week. We tap into your resurrection power as we go through this season. We tap through your resurrection power as we go through this year, oh God, that everything that was meant, that the enemy meant to be dead in our lives, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the grave, let that same resurrection power, the resurrection power that comes from Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in him shall never die. So, Father God, let everything that was stolen in our lives, whether it be spiritual or physical, that the Lord has planted in our lives to be manifested. Everything that was stolen and everything because of ignorance, we release. Lord, we pray to retrieve all those things. Let the resurrection power, oh God, the resurrection power that raised Jesus, be activated and manifested in our lives. Our virtues be activated. Your word says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lord, it is you, Christ. that is in us. Oh God, so the sin resurrection power that reigns Jesus Christ, let it be activated and manifested in our lives, in all that we do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we read the word of God, as we pray the word of God, as we listen to the word of God, as we walk the word of God, let us walk in his resurrection power. In the name of Jesus. We believe in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. So, Lord, everything that we say, everything that we do, we activate the resurrection power that is in our lives. Let it be manifested and teach each and everyone how to use and tap into the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the resurrection power that raised Jesus out of the grave, let the resurrection power heal us completely and totally. Let the resurrection power redeem us. Let the resurrection power refresh us and restore us. Power moves in every dark area of our lives. Everything that God has planned for our lives. Lord, let us, the resurrection power, put us into the right path in the name of Jesus. Empower us. We thank you, Lord, for your marvelous light, your great light, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, oh God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, oh God, upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Yekuria masanteria koroma santeria koroma santeria. Hallelujah, ramasanteria ko. Truly repent for all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We truly repent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sin. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We suck our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things. That the blood of Abel, oh God, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we thank you, O God, and we bless you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We suck our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus as we go back and forth. Father God, in our cars, back and forth to work, to church, oh God, wherever we go, oh God, we cover our cars, our transportation, our motor transportation in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things. The blood of Jesus. Horia Master Deria Goro Master Deriaco. Horia Master Deria Karamaste. And Lord, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our sisters and brothers, our children and grandchildren, those that are under the sound. Oh, my voice, the armor of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put on the full armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Not half armor, but the full armor in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels in the name of Jesus to us and do your biddings in our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy, joy, joy comes in the morning. We thank you for the morning, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your unspeakable joy, your joy, eternal joy. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father God, shield us with your favor. Shield each and every one, O God, of the sound of our voice with your favor, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Shield us, O God, with your favor. Oria Masa Neria Kurvase. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord. Our hope is in you. Our trust in you. Hallelujah. You are faithful. You will never, ever leave us. You will never forsake us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. And we bless your name, oh God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. You're so good. You're so kind. You're all kind of good. Oh, Lord, I know I do deserve all the things you've done. And I said, Lord, thank you, Lord, for loving me in spite that you keep on. You keep right on and you keep right on, and you keep right on blessing me in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, glorious God, excellent God, marvelous God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. This morning we are just here to exalt the name of Jesus. We begin this week just exalting his name, praising his name. Hallelujah. The grave is empty. He is alive. Oh, Father God, take us into another dimension, oh God, and show us things that we do not know of, and give us grace to understand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for understanding and revelation in the name of Jesus. Revelation with understanding, plain and simple, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move in our hearts. Take away the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, our desire is to do what is right in your sight. So we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for empowering us, you Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We bless your name. We do not take you for granted. Hallelujah. We want you to know from the bottom of our hearts. So we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to look at, the Lord just took me to this scripture this morning in the book of John. Hallelujah. And it's John 20, and I just want you to pay attention so this can help you go through your week. When the Lord brings something on Sunday, it empowers us for what is ahead of us through the week. But the Word of God said, in everything give thanks, but it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Hallelujah. So let's look at John 20. I'm just going to read the first verse, first few verses. Now on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there and the face cloth which was on the had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth or folded in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead, then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping to outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why? Woman, why are you weeping? Woman, why are you weeping? Man, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping?" My brothers and sisters, this morning, I don't know what you're going through. Hallelujah. But the question is, why are you weeping? Folks, I'm not weeping here. Your heart is weeping. Some of you, your heart outside, you smile. But your heart is weeping. And Jesus said this morning, why are you weeping? Hallelujah. Why are you weeping? You've been to church. You've been to study schools. You've been to Bible studies. But why are you weeping? Why is your heart crying? You see, I cannot see those things, but guess what? The Lord sees a heart. We might smile with our friends and families and colleagues. And we might laugh and we might act like it's okay. But God sees our heart. He knows what is going on in our lives. Hallelujah. And he's asking this morning, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? Yes. Why are you weeping? Yes. Sometimes you lose your job. And sometimes you weep because of finances. How will I pay my bills? And sometimes you sick. And the sickness just needs to go away, and you weep. You say, what is going on? And sometimes you weep because of things your children do, and they have hurt your heart. And sometimes you weep. Sometimes you weep because of a bad marriage. You weep because of a bad relationship. You weep because of the relationship of your boss and you. There times you weep. Maybe a friend, the way a friend treats you. And you've been so good to that person. And you can't understand why. Why I was so nice to this person. And then you are weeping. But the Lord said, why are you weeping? You cannot live a life as a Christian and weep as if there's no hope. And Jesus said, you know, came to her. He's the one who said, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Why are you weeping? You can't even recognize Jesus because you sometimes the answers are there, the things you're weeping for. He has already released certain answers, but because we cry so much, we don't see the answer. Sometimes we draw on the problem so much that we can't see the answer, and the answer is right there. It's right there. It's right in front of us. It's happened to me before many times. The answer is right in front of me, and I'm fretting, and it's right there. But I'm so busy fretting and complaining that I don't see it. Because when you're fretting and you're complaining, your eyes are closed. You're looking at things from the physical instead of from the spiritual. Hallelujah. Why are you weeping? Maybe it could be a bad marriage, a loss of a child. Why are you weeping? A loss of a child. Why are you weeping? A loss of a relative. Why are you weeping? If your relative and your child die in Christ, you just don't need to weep. You shall see them again. So Jesus said, she thought he was the gardener. She said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. You can understand Mary Magdalene. Jesus was her only hope during that time. And sometimes Jesus has spoken to the disciples so many times that he will come again, that he will be resurrected. And Jesus said to her, Mary, then I said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I've seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Jesus is the answer. Your hope is in Christ. Wipe those tears away and rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Father, we thank you this morning for this word. Thank you that you are the balm in Gilead. Thank you for healing our hearts. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for leading and guiding us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us beauty for ashes. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, Lord, because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Hallelujah. We thank you. Our hope is built on you. And we trust you. You will never let us down. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray amen and amen. And so this week, as we start this week, remember these words. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils its lovely face, what do you rest on? I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is singing sand. All other ground is singing sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope. Solid rock I stand, all other ground is singing sin. All other ground is singing sin. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, trust in His righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before His throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. You all know that song. All other ground is singing sand. All other ground is singing sin. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely, 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 His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Jesus is your hope. Jesus is your hope.
I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, and yet somehow I knew His eyes were watching me. Raging sea, the anchor
hold,
despite the storm.
You know, I've had visions and I've had dreams. Seemed like that sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through. Like they were only tiny grains of sand.
Thank God I have found